for Faces of Philly Sports. Now, before we go back to the lines here, I want to hit on this because I think we're reaching a tipping point of the Bryce Harper sweepstakes. You know, over the weekend, a lot of chatter out in San Francisco about the Giants. They had their turn on Saturday. The Giants were going to sign Bryce Harper, just like we were fooled a couple weeks ago to think Bryce Harper was coming here on a random day. He was going to sign. It was going to be an impromptu press conference. Well, the Giants had that happen to them on Saturday. I should say Giants fans had that happen to them on Saturday. And while you might dismiss that as, ah, it's just nonsense, there's a lot of smoke out of San Francisco right now that it's hard for me to believe it's nothing, that it's just nonsense. The San Francisco Giants are invested right now, are spending time and energy in trying to sign Bryce Harper, and they're trying to convince him to take a short-term deal to go to San Francisco. I don't dismiss the Giants as nothing here. I don't dismiss this as just nonsense the way I did the Padres, the way I have with some other teams involved in these sweepstakes at different times. I think the Giants are a legitimate threat for a couple reasons. One, when this whole offseason started, the Giants kept being named as one of those teams that maybe could land Bryce Harper. So we're circling back to where we started, where the Giants were named. Despite not being a good team the last couple of years, there's an affinity between that team and this player for whatever reason, whether it's the proximity to his home in Las Vegas, whether it is the ballpark, whether it's following in Barry Bonds' footsteps. I don't know why Bryce Harper's so interested in the Giants, but he took a meeting with them, and everyone in the last couple days keeps saying, you know, Bryce Harper might go to the Giants. And there was a report today out of D.C., a guy by the name of Chris Russell, who I've had on the show before. He's a host down there, actually does the evening show down there on our sister station, 106.7 The Fan. And he also broke some news a couple weeks ago that he was spot on about. He was the one a couple weeks ago that said there's a mystery team out there, and Bryce Harper's taking a meeting today with a mystery team. Well, that was the Padres. He was right about that meeting and the mystery team. Well, he tweeted today that this whole thing could be wrapped up by Thursday, that Bryce Harper's getting close to making a decision. So start connecting the dots here. The Giants get a meeting with Bryce Harper last week. Rumors coming out of San Francisco that the Giants are interested in signing Bryce Harper for real. Now this, the whole time I've sat here and I've said, the Phillies are playing this right. They're slow playing it. They're being really thoughtful about this. They're not going to overpay. They know they have the highest offer. They're going to sit back, relax, and wait, and Bryce Harper or Manny Machado is going to come to them. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, it's 7:08 on this Monday. It's time for Matt Klentak to blink. It's a staring contest. Someone has to blink. Either Scott Boras blinks and he takes the offer that's on the table, or the Phillies blink and they up their offer. They make themselves more attractive. They show their hand a little bit to get one of these guys and hopefully get Bryce Harper in a Phillies uniform. I think they've played it well so far, but there comes a point when you play this game of chicken where someone has to blink. And when you have the rumors coming out of San Francisco, you have the fact that spring training starts Wednesday for pitchers and catchers, and next week the full squad is there. Throw in the idea that, hey, recently players have come into camp late, they haven't performed. Jake Arrieta last year. Mike Moustakas last year, a Boras guy, signed late, didn't perform quite as well. We see this a lot. Get Harper into camp, get this done, and blink. Don't let him get himself invested in a short-term deal in San Francisco. At some point, the Phillies are going to have to either say, this is our offer, or they're going to have to increase it. And I don't want to sit there, the Phillies sit there a week from now or a month from now and say, well, we had a good offer. That's not good enough. It's not good enough. Add in, it's going to be an awkward spring training. Matt Gelb has written about this for The Athletic. You have a bunch of players. Mikel Franco, who would be out of a job if they signed Manny Machado. You have Nick Williams, who would be out of a job if they signed Bryce Harper. They're in spring training. They're trying to get ready, and they have this hovering over them. So this could affect the team. He could take the Giants' money. I don't think we should dismiss the idea that if they give him a record number for 2 or 3 years, he might take that deal. So the Phillies' offer could be bigger in totality, but maybe it's not what he wants. And maybe they have to increase this offer, whether it be add money to the beginning, change where the opt-out is, give him a second opt-out, whatever. At some point, they have to blink. And the other part of this that is becoming worrisome is there's a lot of rumors out there right now that Manny Machado and the White Sox is, I don't want to say fait accompli, but a thing. including a really good reporter out of the Dominican Republic who has been talking last couple weeks about Machado White Sox. Machado White Sox. So the Philly strategy is sound if both guys are out there. Because if both guys are out there, you keep playing one off the other. But if Machado is leaning towards the White Sox, the Phillies have to stop being cute about this and just blink. 888-729-9494. The one thing about the Philly strategy that I've had in the back of my mind the whole time is that, hey, they're doing this the smart way, but they're also not showing their hand even to these players. Like, these guys are human beings. They want to be recruited. And I'm listening to audio today of the owner of the Giants, Larry Bear, their owner, their executive. And I'm listening to their manager and listening to their best players all gush over Bryce Harper. We don't really have that here. The Phillies haven't commented beyond when they got off a plane coming back from Las Vegas last month. They keep just basically saying to us, we like either. It's time to blink. It's time to stop pretending this doesn't matter. And it's time to go out there and do what it takes to go finish this for Bryce Harper. 888-729-9494. That is how you get aboard. Four faces of Philly sports. Six are good enough to make the NBA Finals. And do you agree with me? Should Matt Klentak blink here? Or do you think he should just kind of stand pat, do his thing, and leave his offer where it is? Tim, what do you think here? I mean, you've been invested in this just like I have, just like all of us have the whole time. What do you think about Klentak's strategy?
I lean towards standing pat at least until one of them signs, because you stood pat with Jake Arrieta last year, yep, Scott Boras client, and it worked for you. The difference is you were just kind of throwing money at Jake Arrieta and hoping it worked. You're hoping Bryce Harper is the face of your franchise for next 10 years if that's who you're signing. So you do take a risk. The thing about the Giants' offer, I just don't know what the Phillies couldn't top about that. Why would he take a 3-year deal if he can get a 10-year deal and get an opt-out after the third year? So he's guaranteed those last seven, can still opt out after Trout signs in the new CBA. I'm not dismissing the Giants altogether, but it's a terrible place to play right field at. It's not a hitter's park. I still think one of the two ends up here.
See, and what you said, that's part of what I mean by blink. Look, none of us know what the Phillies offer is. Like, you could hear things. There could be rumors out there, 275, close to 300. But where are the opt-outs? Like, if the Giants are offering this guy 3 years at $115 million, he'd be the highest paid player ever, and he hit the free agency early. Maybe the Phillies offer $7,275, so it's way more money. But where is there an opt-out? Where are the opt-outs? Maybe they have to make the deal so it's like, all right, we're going to beat the Giants overall, and we're going to give you an opt-out early. I just think whatever they've offered right now, wherever they are, it's not good enough. And Scott Boras usually wins. It's not a matter of beating him. It's a matter of mitigating the pain. If the Phillies really want Bryce Harper, I think we've reached the tipping point of this thing where it's like, all right, go show them you want him.